CliffCentral.com. Hey, George.
Hey, Gareth.
George Meany's back, everybody. Now we're really into the year.
Hey, George.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed you last Friday. So, first of all, how was your holiday? And did you go anywhere or did you do anything exciting or were you just trapped at home like the rest of us?
Nah, just trapped at home like the rest of everybody else. Well, most other people. Other people were trapped looking at the beach but not being able to go there.
Oh, imagine that. That would have driven me crazy.
Yeah, so I just stayed at home. If you can't see, you won't want.
Yeah. Do not enter into the gates of temptation. I agree with that. Sensible. So, George, it's a brand new year. There's loads of stuff to talk about this morning. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start at New Year's Eve in France. I didn't know this, but a tradition started in the mid-90s where it was born out of protests, and people used to set, or still do, set their cars on fire on New Year's Eve.
Is that like when in Hillbrow they drop fridges out of the top floors of Ponty?
Something like that. So what the competition is different cities, residents or people set cars on fire, and then they wait for the next morning for the authorities to report the numbers to see who won.
Mm. And what?
My word!
This is something fun for everybody, the whole family, to take part in. Set your car on fire.
Well, I guess so. So because of coronavirus, the number of cars set on fire were 861, down from 1,457 the year before.
Oh, damn. That bloody coronavirus.
That reminds me of the time that some Texas university became the world's biggest drinking university, and then Grahamstown, you know, Rhodes, they said, screw you, and they took it very seriously and decided to outdrink them, and I think they won. So some people have a very strange idea of how competition works.
Exactly, especially if it's a risk to life and limb. They'll go to any measure to win a competition. So France, strange place, set your car on fire on New Year's Eve, walk home.
Very silly.
Very silly. And then a gentleman in Canada had a Kia Sportage. You know what a Kia Sportage looks like?
Yeah, I saw one.
He had a 2018 Kia Sportage, got stolen, went and bought another one,
yeah,
and got stolen again.
Oh, no.
What was going on? Because that's not an interesting story unless it was the same person who stole both.
Well, the police say that the chances of having two of the same car stolen from the same person is unlikely, almost 80 to 90% unlikely. And a person owning two Kia Sportages in their lifetime is only a 50% chance.
So did they find out that it was actually the wife who hated Kia Sportage and never had a say in what car they were going to buy and who organized criminals to come and steal them?
We don't know. So obviously the wife hasn't been caught yet, if that's the case.
I know some people who hate their cars and they would like them to be stolen. And I wouldn't put it past the owner of any... what was that horrible thing again?
Fiat Multipla.
Fiat Multipla. I wouldn't put it past anybody who owns one of those to actually go into a dangerous part of town and say to the people there, please steal my Fiat Multipla.
Just go right ahead.
Well, you know, you've heard of these stories at Oliver Tambo Airport where cars have just been left and abandoned.
Yeah.
I wonder if some of those aren't insurance claims.
Quite probably, wow. But then why don't the insurance companies all get together, pay one person to go and check the parking lot at OR Tambo, and they might actually get some of their money back?
Yeah, exactly. I think Oliver Tambo actually does scout for cars that stand there for too long and report them to the police. Because, I mean, I've been I can't remember getting on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Sometime good old days, more than a year ago. Get to the airport and there are cars with layers of dust on them. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I always wonder, you know, if those cars don't have a body in the boot.
There was a body for it was at a shopping center.
It was at Monte Cassino.
Yeah.
It was on the roof.
A rotting corpse.
So yeah, if you you had to drive all the way to the top, and if you parked right at the top, then your car was exposed to rain and sun. And apparently this car was there for a while. Now imagine how hot that thing got in the boot of that car.
All the juice leaking out of the back.
It's like a rubbish bin being left in the sun for a week.
you can imagine, nobody knows there's a dead rotting body in the boot, and the first person to open up that car or that boot won't have masks. Well, they might have masks on today, but wouldn't have had a mask or any hazmat suit on.
No, projectile vomit, that's what that is. Ugh. All right, what else you got for us, George?
So in the UK, this company called Scrap Car Comparison has launched a new initiative. For just £20, you can, because you know in the UK, you get to a point where your car is, like people just leave their cars on the side of the road because they're worth nothing. I don't know if you've ever seen that in the UK, because it costs more to store and park that car than it does to just abandon it. So this company, Scrap Car Comparison, has launched this therapeutic thing for you to beat your car up. So you can drive over it with a tank. Give you shotgun guns. And you take your car there, and you can destroy it with their equipment.
Oh, man, we should do that with every single Fiat Multipla.
No.
No, really.
And psychologists actually agree. This it's known as destruction therapy. Mm. Apparently, there is some sort of release of endorphins when you destroy something.
I mean, I know people who've broken up with somebody, and then they'll burn all his or her stuff. And it'll make them feel better.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time. I know this has already started across the US. It's this trend of destruction rooms. So you pay some entrance fee, maybe it's like a 30 or 40 rand equivalent. Sure. And you go in, they give you a bat, and they're just pieces of large chunks of glass and large chunks of, plastic. And you go in there, and for like, perhaps an hour, you get to just hit things.
I wonder if any, in Gareth's example, any, breakups would take their husband or their wife's Ferrari to this place, pay £20 to buy it.
Hello, Mrs. Woods.
I heard such a funny story about how Camilla Parker Bowles, when she had just started dating Andrew Parker Bowles, and he was having affairs with a whole lot of other girls. It's ironic then.
Including the princess sister, right?
Correct, including Princess Anne. So that was very incestuous.
Ew.
People don't know that Camilla's eventual husband had an affair with Princess Anne before he got married to Camilla. So it's all very complicated. Anyway, she once was driving home one night after being with her girlfriends in London, and she drove past one of her friend's apartments and saw her husband's car outside. And she stopped the taxi and she said, just give me, 5 minutes. And she let all the air out of all of his tires and then got back in the taxi and went home.
That's my girl.
That's nice, huh?
I wouldn't know how to do that. I only know how to replace tires.
Leanne, let the rage
guide you.
Oh, trust me, I know the rage. I've kicked in a window before out of pure anger.
And did you feel better? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
We didn't say let the South guide you.
And then in Norway, electric cars outsell internal combustion engine cars for the first time in 2019. So the future of electric cars is definitely not slowing down.
Although everybody's talking about how Tesla's just such a big bubble waiting to burst, because the price of Tesla shares has just gone sky high. I know it's come down a little bit in the last week, but it's just crazy. I mean, it made Elon the richest man in the world for a week or two.
Yeah. So I agree with that. I think it's a bit of a bubble, but I don't think it changes the success of that business. You know, the share price was based on consumer sentiment or investor sentiment rather than, you know, how the company's going to perform, because it sold over 1 million cars.
Yeah, no, that's true. Absolutely. In fact, I think Sean Sanders said as much on like Wednesday when we had him on the show.
Where do most, almost 50% of accidents take place? Guess where? In a parking lot.
Oh, really?
Almost 50%.
46% of all accidents in the US take place in parking lots.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, I've never had an accident in my life while I've been driving. But the one bumper bashing, or maybe two, that I've had were in a parking lot.
I see how that can happen.
Well, apparently it's quite the norm to reverse into something or to bump into something when you're trying to get into a parking bay. But let's be honest, this is American stats. So I wonder what it looks like in South Africa.
Well, I always think that they're making cars bigger and bigger. You get these huge people carriers, which actually are probably too big for most parking spaces. And then you get these parking spaces where they give you ridiculously small spaces to park in. And there are these pillars all over and you can't always see what's coming around the corner, and people drive stupidly in a parking lot. I don't know if you've, I mean, there's some shopping centers in Johannesburg and Pretoria that I just won't go near, because I know that these Hausfrauen who park these people carriers there just don't pay any attention to what's happening around them.
Yeah, I often see people reversing and their head is just facing forward.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'd rather park and walk than try and get close to the door. You get more space. You don't have the risk of somebody bumping your car.
Yeah. Listen, I'd rather just. There are those people who are obsessed with getting a parking right close to the door. I try and park as far away from the door as possible. I always go, well, first of all, it's going to give me some exercise and I need it. And second of all, I'm not going to have to deal with every other car trying to get that parking, and it's going to be easier for me to get in and out.
Exactly. You see, I have a svelte figure, so I don't have to worry about that, and I just park right.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. But don't you also sometimes use the disabled parking, and then you claim it's some kind of mental thing?
I do have a sticker, and I do have a reason, and I do use it.
Yeah, well, you use, just explain, because otherwise people are going to think you're being a shithead. It's your mum who's got a wheelchair.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, my mom has a wheelchair, so we often get prime parking.
Nice.
Which is great. And my grandfather as well. I used to threaten to park him outside a nightclub while I went inside and drooled for a few hours.
That's hilarious.
And he said he'd be fine. He said, I asked him and he said, I'll be fine with it, I'll just sleep.
Well, that's it, Gareth. There's a little anecdote. Tesla's just installed the sounds of farts and bleating goats to their horn of their Teslas, so you can
set a video like that
Tesla to bleat like a goat or fart.
I love that.
I'd love that.
So instead of hooting, you'll fart.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love
it. I also saw.
That's so good. Exactly.
I also saw that one of the features, George, is that you can, with their console in the front, you can select a seat and make that seat fart. So it will sound like the person sitting in the passenger seat is farting.
That is so much fun.
I know motor manufacturers all over the world are always trying to find unique selling points for their car to make their car exciting and to get extra market share and all that. That would make me buy a car.
I would buy a Fiat Multiplier for this.
Yeah, if it could. If you make someone sitting in the back left feel like they, I mean, it would be so funny. Can you imagine? Oh my God, I love that.
Or that your hooter sounds like a goat and you're in traffic and you go blah, 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 blah.
Oh, when you pick up your new date.
Blah, 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 blah. I want that sound. I love it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, George. Good to have you back. George is the CEO of Auto Trader. You can find out more about Auto Trader by going, obviously, to their site, which is one of the best sites in South Africa. They also get the most traffic out of any of those sites that are selling cars, and you can find out whether your car of your dreams is available there now. Also, if you want to find out more, you can listen to their podcast, Auto Central, which is released every 2 weeks on cliffcentral.com, repeated on a Monday, and George and the team put together some really interesting content. So if you're into the lifestyle of motoring, if you want to know more about cars, if you want to know about the things that happen around the way that we travel and the way that the future might look in terms of travel, make sure you don't miss that. George Meany and Auto Trader with Auto Central on a Monday on cliffcentral.com.
cliffcentral.com.